Do you guys know about that furniture store, Roach Beaubois?
Nope. Sounds made up.
Roach Beaubois.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
It sounds like something you'd see in a Pixar movie.
Rocher Beaubois? I don't know. It's R-O-C-H-E-B-O-B-O-I-S.
Okay.
It sounds like the extra Golden Girl.
What makes you bring up old Roach?
So I didn't know about this furniture store until recently, but in New England, at least in New England, it might be outside of New England, we have a grocery store called Roach Brothers.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Roach Bros.
Yeah. And like the sign, when I first saw a Roach Beaubois, Roach Beaubois, I thought that it was just like somebody that jumbled the name as they were saying it out loud, like Roach Beaubois.
That was your theory? Not that they might be two independent businesses? Mm.
Why would there be two independent businesses that are Roche B and then have an O and a B and an S in them?
I'll tell you why, and I figured this out already while you were coming up with your like very elaborate scheme, basically, that you put together. Roche Beaubois has a dash in the middle of it because it's actually two partners, like Mercedes-Benz, and it turns out something, I don't know, John Roche from New England is just a real enterprising son of a gun, and so he's diversified into two different store types, and that's what's probably happened.
Yeah, that's way less complicated.
The Roche dynasty is strong in that part of the country, I hear. Doesn't this sound like it would be the evil bad guy family in a season of Fargo?
Yes.
Ooh, it does. Yeah, the Roaches.
And like having the diversified business is an important aspect of that.
Yeah, because roaches get into everything.
Oh,
Mike, that was beautiful.
I just like the idea that they're like Roach. It was like Roach Brother, Roach Brothers. How does that? How would you spell that? B E. A.
Did you just accidentally spell out another Golden Girl's name? Have you been watching a lot of the Double G?
I had one night where I watched four or five, and that's the only time I've ever seen it.
Pretty life-changing show, isn't it?
To be honest, I fell asleep about 10 minutes into episode one.
Okay, well, all of the big lessons come at the end, Mike.
Oh, well, because... Well, there's the one, I don't know anything about the show. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
I was talking to Mike about this, but I feel I may have entered upon some sort of life crisis. At the moment.
I remember that.
Yeah. I hope you remember that. It's pretty big part of my day-to-day at the moment. But yeah, so I recently turned 29, and I know the listeners out there, there's like 29. Seems like a totally fine age to be alive. And it is.
I am currently 29.
Yeah, that's accurate. This is probably like not a third of the way done, but like close. Like I'm soon going to be on the back nine is what I'm saying. And so what I did was I made a purchase, and I didn't realize that, like, you know, everybody talks about midlife crisis purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I did like something that truly is not only something that someone my age would do, but I did it in a way that's symbolic of how I feel at the moment. And that is, actually, why don't you guys tell me, what did I do?
Cut your own hair?
I bought myself the opportunity to cut my own hair. Mike, come on, stick with the story. It's a purchase.
Clippers.
yeah, like yeah, barber stuff.
Yeah, no, okay, didn't buy barber stuff. Good guess.
You bought 29's a little on the old side for this, but once you get into your 30s, it's even older. You bought hair dye.
Why does everybody think this is hair centric? Look.
You have told me before, like 5 years ago, how excited you were about your new iron, your new vacuum. I can't imagine that this is worse.
Well, hang on. Nothing is wrong with those purchases. I continue to be excited by them. I plan on using my iron later today.
Great. What'd you do? What'd you buy?
I bought a single 25-pound dumbbell.
Do they even sell those by themselves?
They do. They do. Yep. You want to know what's interesting? It costs $25, so they really do sell it by the pound.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought one because I think it's the symbolism is that, like, I want to try, you know, but I'm probably just not going to try all the way like I used to last year.
Fair.
And so now I get up and I do 10 dumbbell curls in each arm in the morning and I go, yeah. And then I just get my day started.
Whoa. So you leave it right next to your bed?
No, it's under my, under like the couch in my like little mini living room so that I can do it while watching TV.
Very mature.
Yeah, it's great. But hang on, we have to get to an instead of. You guys, we already played a little mini game before, but instead of this purchase, when, or if you guys have previously, when you guys hit that crisis, what is something that you would buy?
I just did this.
Oh, you did?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
I did not realize my question would be so topical.
It's very relevant for me. I spent $25 on a mop.
On a mop?
On a mop.
This is supposed to be midlife crisis shit. That's going to help you feel younger?
No, dude, that's like, that's, I can, that fits, Mike. Okay, so did you get the bucket?
I got the fanciest mop $25 will buy you.
And what is that?
Well, it's a bucket, but it has a little spinning attachment that you like, I guess you put the mop in it and then it just like spins around, but I don't really get why.
Mike, I feel like I have to tell you, make sure you do that like in the bathtub or over like another bucket or something when you're spinning it out, because otherwise the water's going to end up right back where you just mop, buddy.
I can't picture what these things are that rotate around. Is it like mop spurs?
Dude, have you not seen a mop before?
That I've, like, all I'm thinking...
This cements that you've had a good life, by the way. If you haven't seen a fucking mop, goddamn silver spoon.
I've seen a mop. I don't know what would be on a mop that has spinners.
Spinners? Okay, Mike, good answer.
It's a microfiber halo kind of shaped thing. Does that make sense?
It does to me, a man who has seen a mop.
Okay, so it's not like things that continuously spin.
No.
Things that continuously spin. Okay, Josh, so in your affluence, what is your third or half-life crisis purchase? Doesn't half-life crisis sound like how the British would say midlife crisis?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it would be stuff to become a DJ, because they're like, DJs aren't middle-aged.
No.
And that would make me try to like clasp to that being young thing, even though it takes a lot of talent to be good at that. And I can't just like buy it when I'm, you know, in a couple years and just start making great music. That's not going to work.
But you think you'll do it?
Probably.
Oh, God. I hope our show is on until that point, because the day you buy like DJ equipment will be one of the happiest days of my life. So I just want to make it till then. I think you pulled me out of my crisis.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm actually 32.
What? What do you mean?
I think I'm over the hill. I think I'm more than 40 years old.
It's like when the moment you waited for happens, but like you just don't know what to say.
So it's impossible to tell for sure, but I recently remembered a store called Joanne Fabric.
Okay.
It was my nightmare growing up. So my mom would go on errands when I was little and I would go with her, and like I didn't mind going to the grocery store and I didn't even like hate shopping for clothes, but Joanne Fabric was
Is it Fabric or Fabrics?
I think now they're Craften Fabric or Fabrics and Craft or something. Nobody can know for sure.
Good for Joanne.
So I've only ever been into a single Joanne fabric. Maybe others are different, but the one that I was in is unlike any store that I have ever seen. It had like fabric just flowing from the walls and like colorful like lighting, but it wasn't colorful because the lights were colorful. It was like bouncing off the fabrics, and there was like this textile maze. It was like Willy Wonka and the Fabric Factory like secret rooms, and there were no shelves or pegs on the wall or baskets or anything. Everything was just like stuffed in nooks and crannies, and time stopped when I was in there.
Wow.
And I'm reasonably sure that I've gained like 8 to 10 years in that store. That where like my body aged, but time stood still until we left.
So you came out older than you entered, but
right, but like only yeah, but no time had passed on the outside.
Is this kind of like that thing where a few years ago you told me you wish you were like Goku in Dragon Ball Z and you could go into like that chamber and more time would pass than in real time so you could train on your karate?
Dude, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Wait, were you saying that to Mike or me? Because I've never said that to you. I didn't know that chamber existed. I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
God, well, yeah, you know, I feel like you're disrespecting Joanne Fabric. Well, Mike, we have to move away from the chamber for now, but yeah. We might come back someday.
Instead of a fabric store,
yeah.
Where were you the last time that time stood still? So it could have been like waiting for 5 minutes and it just felt like hours, or it could have been actual hours with just nothing to pass the time.
Well, I never liked the tire store.
Go there often?
Yeah. How many times did you go there?
I don't know. I guess my mom was pretty... She goes to the tire store a lot. I feel like I was there all the time.
This is how we're going to find out that your mom has like been secretly helping some kid who works at the tire store get through college all these years.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, the tire store sucks. Have you guys ever been there?
Yeah.
Maybe like twice.
Or like any car dealership. I hate car dealership. Or anything to do with a car. I hate being there.
Yeah, it feels real weird. It feels like you're in some sort of purgatory when you walk into like Toyota of Naperville. And it's just like, what's going on here? Like, is everything the same shade of white and gray and black and then like a hint of red?
And it always smells like burnt coffee and...
And they all have the coffee in the same place. Like,
yeah.
Dude, you're right. You know what? Hey, Josh, can I jump in on the car dealerships? I love that answer.
You can. I never hated car dealerships when I was younger, though, because you could, like, go and, like, sit in the driver's seat of a car. Like, that didn't happen very often when you were young.
Is it because the trip ended with you in a new car every time you went to a car dealership?
No, every time
we... Hey, man, you're on the record saying that your family has called you Master Joshua before.
Papa, I like this one.
Let Josh, you have that in red. How do New England rich folk talk, Josh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I went to a party and I talked to a man who won a Papa Shot machine in a contest against another man who happened to also be at the party. That other man, said loser of the contest, so affected by the competition, ended up buying his own Papa Shot machine.
What?
I couldn't believe the story I was hearing. And they told it in different ways, and like both of them wanted to be the protagonist, but it was a fascinating, fascinating tale. Like,
did they tell you separately, or were they like hopping back and forth in the same conversation?
Hopping back and forth. It was like a well-made film instead of like a just on one scene thing.
Oh my God.
And like throughout the evening, more information became like more and more clear. And this was particularly interesting to me because you guys both know I love Papa Shot machines.
Papa Shot is the mini basketball one, right?
That's correct. My one athletic talent.
Okay.
There's something about this story that makes me think there's going to be a mystery that has to come up soon. Like, you heard two sides of the same story and they had little details that were slightly different. There's going to be a mystery that you're going to need to help solve.
You think this will be the next season of Serial?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny is that that party was in such an interesting, like, how do I describe it? So it was in this neighborhood called Wedgwood. It was a sweet party. It was a great, like, time, but... Do you guys know, like, in office complexes, those, like, 1 to 2 story buildings that are all, like, connected and typically, like, accounting or finance works in those?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was, like, one of the, like, a combination of 4 of those kinds of cubicle room, like, huge office areas, and it was actually, like, a restaurant and, like, a bar and, like, a cool party room in the back. It was wild.
Hmm.
So remembering the details of this story would make for a fascinating mystery. Oh, and there were so many people at the party. Holy shit, what if this became a story? Like, you would have to get witness testimony from, like, 40 people. And it was someone's birthday?
Yeah, there are so many details here. This is what's happening.
I love this. So, I had an instead of that had nothing to do with this idea, but I'm glad we talked that through. So, you guys know Papa Shot machines. I love them. It's a dream possession of mine. What is something... that is a dream possession of yours that you can afford, but you don't buy because it would either be like impractical or embarrassing or shameful or something. You can afford it, but you just don't buy it.
Hmm.
You're denying yourself the thing you want because of like just anxieties about something else. I'm curious what it is. For me, it's a Papa Shot machine. I can't fucking have one in my bedroom. You know, like that doesn't make any sense. I want it. Like, I could buy it.
No, you can't have that. You can't have that.
I can't do that.
For me, it would be electric roller skates.
What? What?
Electric roller skates.
I just want to be able to, like, strap on rocket boots and, like, jet around town, but I can't.
Wait, it's like, do they exist? Do rocket boots exist?
Yes. Do you not remember we were looking at going in on them because we're the same shoe size?
I thought we were going to share shoes that made us jump really high.
No, I don't think those exist.
That sounds like rocket shoes, too.
You know, I can see myself being in on both projects, so yeah.
Yeah, but I can't have those.
Like, you can't buy them, right? Because, like...
No, you can't, no.
If you rocketed down any street in the world, people would be like, what the fuck? Like, no one would be impressed. They'd be like, dude, come on.
It's like the people that ride Segways to work. Like, everybody judges them, but I don't know about you.
I want to do that so bad.
I know, me too. In the back of my head, I just like wish that I had one.
God. Every day when I would walk, or like when I would walk back up Queen Anne Hill, and I would see someone else just like on that goddamn hoverboard, just leisurely taking a stroll past me. I'd be like, I can buy it. I can buy it right now. Like, you know,
yeah.
I've had that exact thought too.
For what? That's what I'm asking.
A hoverboard.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I have one. I actually bought it.
Okay.
But I've never used it because I'm too scared.
What is it?
Okay.
A leather jacket. I'm so scared to wear it in public.
Dude, I know exactly what you mean.
I am nowhere near cool enough.
So I'm not lying. I faced the same problem. For me, it happened to be in the 4th grade, but I got around it by wearing a leather jacket for Halloween as part of the costume.
Oh, what'd you go as? Fonzie?
I don't know if I knew who the Fonz was in the 4th grade. That would be really sweet if I did. I think it was a makeshift Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, that you could easily do an Indiana Jones.
But it was a black leather jacket.
That's fine.
I didn't care.
It's dark out on Halloween.
So I can't wear this until Halloween.
No, you can.
Do you have it near you at the moment?
It's in my closet, a couple feet away.
Could you get it?
Put it on.
I could get it. Put it on right now.
Give it a shot, man.
Okay, I'm so nervous. I'll be right back.
Don't you feel like we're really helping someone today, Josh?
I do. Maybe we should all indulge ourselves. Like, Mike is kind of forging ahead. What if you bought the Papa Shot machine and I bought either a Segway or electric roller skates?
Dude, I don't even live in a house that I own. Where am I going to put that thing?
That's true.
Okay, I'm back.
Do you have the jacket on?
I'm about to put it on.
Okay.
Here we go. Ooh. Ooh. This feels pretty good, guys.
You know what?
I feel like you could almost smell it through the microphone.
I can't smell it. I can hear it in the confidence in your voice.
You are a changed man.
I'm a changed man?
Yeah.
You're a changed man.
This feels pretty great.
I didn't mean like your clothes have changed or like you changed them. You are quite literally a changed man, but you are also like in the confidence terms that Josh was talking about.
I feel different.
Yeah.
I'm standing up.
No, don't stand up. Don't stand up. You got to sit down. We've talked about how you lose half your brain power when you stand up.
Okay. We'll sit down.
What was that? Did you bring a guitar?
That's the spring in my microphone arm.
I thought it was the spring in your step.
I sound that good, huh?
You do. You really do.
I'm going to leave this thing on.
You should wear it out of the house sometime this week.
Out of the house?
Out of the house.
Like, to work? I can't wear... Oh, it's like a biker jacket. I can't wear it to work?
What? Like, how...
Change your job, buddy. Change your job.
You bought this.
Okay, I'll wear it to work. I'll wear it to work.
Okay, I want a selfie of you at your desk with the jacket on.
When you say it like that, Josh, it sounds like you're soliciting Mike as a prostitute.
I'm not paying him. There's no exchange of money.
That's because Mike is too naive.
No, I'll do it.
Cool, man. I guarantee you'll get a raise.
You think so?
Yep.
I am, I feel like I'll just be closing deals left and right in this thing. Should I wear it all day? I once wore a bike helmet to work on a dare to see who would take it off first.
Wait, how long through the day did you wear it?
I made it to like 9:21 or something. It was so embarrassing.
When did you get in?
8:30.
Wow, damn.
Yeah.
You had a bike helmet on your head at work for 51 minutes?
We also laid on the floor, see who could lay on the floor in the cube the longest without getting up.
Do you work?
Was the job examining an abandoned warehouse? What the fuck were you doing?
That was a good job. So actually, this leather jacket thing will be great for me. I've in the new year, I'm refocusing on like being good at work.
Nice.
So I bought a bunch of crap to help me do that.
Off to a good start.
I got a book about making lists. I got a calendar for my... I got two different dry erase calendars for my wall. I got several different color pens.
Why? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. We can't blow past that, Mike. What kind of man has two calendars?
One is a yearly planner and one is a monthly planner.
Does the yearly one have months on it?
It has all 12 months on it, yes.
And does the monthly one have months on it?
It has a single generic universal month.
Did you buy two calendars so that one of the calendars effectively could be the zoomed in version of the other?
Exactly. I bought a Zoom.
So why did you buy two? Like, if you're trying to get more organized, keeping things in different places seems like the worst possible way to do that.
Well,
also, just like things that you can do electronically might be difficult to replicate in the real world, as you will end up purchasing two calendars.
Look, don't question my methods. This is what I've gone with.
Okay. You're on fire. You're back. You're back on track at work. Now what?
I bought a lot of stuff, including, so I have a sanding desk, which I know we've discussed. Another thing that I try to do at work is like really make the most of my time. So I have...
By lying on the floor for an hour staring at the ceiling.
Well, I have a lot of gadgets and gizmos.
On the floor?
So behind my standing desk, I now, for about 2 hours a day, I stand on a wobble board, a balance board, to just practice my proprioception while I'm working.
Your what?
My proprioception.
You're trying for a child?
My proprioception?
What does that mean? Why do you keep saying it?
It's just generally like my balance and my like strength in my ankles. I work on my ankle strength. I got my little grip things that do like each finger individually. I got my little lumbar support thing. I got my foam roller.
Hey, Josh, if you were wondering, Mike is a late 90s trainer by profession.
I know. Like, I would never expect somebody to do this in the office, and you're worried about wearing a fucking leather jacket to work?
My office is basically a jungle gym at this point.
Wow.
But it's working great. So my instead of is, if you had like unlimited say and budget, what would be like your ideal office workspace? What would you do? Where would you work? How would you work?
I already know the unlimited budget is very important, because this is like, you can buy those gizmos that you have for like, they're not that much.
No.
I want...
Whoa, Josh, really coming at Mike, man.
No.
Whatever you spend on your little toys couldn't be that much.
No, I'm just saying...
Papa, a new Bentley.
I want, like, 10 monitors.
10 monitors?
10 monitors? That's what you did with your fucking unlimited budget? 10 monitors?
He wants to be the architect.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had like 500 monitors.
Fine. Like, my point is that I want a shit ton of monitors, because I love having like a dedicated monitor for things. Like, I want to have one for Spotify, and I want to have one for my email, and I want to have one monitor that's like turned sideways, if you've ever seen anybody do that, for like, you know, for my web browser, because there it helps to have something that's a little taller than it is wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I just want this like contraption of monitors surrounding me that allow me to instantly access anything I want without needing to alt tab.
I love that. I think that's an amazing idea.
How do you think this would make anyone who came into your office feel if they saw that you've effectively made a mega blocks of your computer so that you could see things more clearly? Like,
I mean,
how did you get this office is the first thought I would have if I walked into that room.
No, like,
he bought a monitor for Spotify? You fucking listen to that. You don't even look at it, really? Look, it has the same static art. He bought a whole monitor for that?
You don't really need to look at it.
Are you kidding?
Like, if I'm listening to my Discover Weekly playlist, I want to be able to see what just played. Like, I want to listen. I'm like, oh, I dig this song. I want to, like, add it to my library.
This deserves a monitor.
Save me.
Okay.
One click.
Mike said unlimited budget. I'm not saying this is practical. This is not something where even if I was given like a $10,000 budget, I still wouldn't do this. But if I had literally unlimited budget only for this and could not be used for anything outside of this, then yeah, I'd buy like a dozen monitors.
A dozen? Whoa, that's two more than 10, isn't it?
My point is, I would want enough monitors so that I could have...
Now it's open-ended. Now it's become like, who knows how many monitors I'll end up with.
It's a hive.
I would need one monitor for like every application that I constantly leave open, and then I would need, say, 4 to 6 additional so that I could, like, if I got a spreadsheet, then that's open there, and a Word document, that's open there, and like just like some multi-purpose.
At what point could you stop being able to see the monitors though? Like,
yeah, you're gonna need a ladder.
No,
you're gonna go crazy, dude.
No, it'll be fine. No, I just want, like, I don't know, I figure stack them too high and then just like make them in an arc around me. So like the ones that are to my right and left, they're not farther away. I just need to turn my head a little bit.
I was for real going to say just like a nice covered hammock on the beach with a cooler of cold Diet Cokes where I can just work on like maybe a laptop or call someone every now and then.
That sounds pretty good. I like that a lot better.
Your laptop screen is even smaller than a monitor, though.
I think you've gone crazy for monitors.
You're going to need like a 2-foot by 2-foot mouse pad.
A listener question has approached my desk. It's very official. Mm. It's a very official question. It's a good question.
Did you get it in the mail?
No, I got it while I was sitting down, and I'm just calling the place where I was sitting at the restaurant a desk for the moment.
Okay.
It comes to us from a young man by the name of Andrew from a neighborhood called Ballard in Seattle. Both of you know the man.
Oh, shout out to Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew asks in this official question. Actually, let me give you some background. Andrew and I were at a restaurant, as previously mentioned, the address of which was 1000 Pike Street, and I said I had never seen an address that was 1000 before, and Andrew said, instead of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, what would be a better address for the White House?
Ooh. Better address for the White House.
How good a question is that? Because don't you think he mentioned, you thought it would be like One America Road or like something like that, you know, like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? What the fuck?
It does seem tangential at best.
Yes. What would you give it?
One Independence. It needs like a good, it can't be like road or.
Please. If they have, no, they built the White House before they broke from the British, right? I think, if that's accurate. So if you called it One Independence, please, then it's just like a polite request to let my house be where I want it to be. One Independence, please.
Damn it.
Now we just need to make please into a type of street.
A pleaser.
And then we're good with this joke. Plaza, maybe? Oh, you know what? We had some Italian founding fathers, I'm sure. One Independence Plaza. Sounds like please. And it makes it more official.
The problem is that it's not very commanding.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Hmm.
Really off to a pretty... the start of the country would lack confidence in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need commanding. One my way. No. One hour way.
So what you're saying is that would fundamentally change the use of people saying the phrase my way or the highway. What they to say is like it's either the government's way or the highway. And then the highway becomes like the positive thing.
Exactly.
Hmm.
What a switch. I think, okay, so it's hard to come up with addresses is something that I've learned just now. Why are we all sticking with one? Why not 100? Or like 10,000, an address that is unfathomable. 100,000 Americans here, or like whatever the population was of America at the time.
Oh, there we go.
Actually, that'd be a great address.
Yeah, it's a changing address based on the population.
No. That's terrible. That idea is awful. The census of the people at the time of independence should be the address, not a dynamically changing number of Americans.
No, I think that's cool because it would be the only address on that street name. So like if you put anything into Google Maps, it would take you there. I just think that it would be cool if the official address would be expensive for letterhead, though.
What?
Letterhead, Mike. The man thinks of letterhead.
What would you call it? Like 347 million people are here street?
No, 347,668,242 Independence Way.
First time ever I have an instead of follow-up story.
Ooh, I was just thinking, yeah, we never follow up. Anyway, go on.
Do you guys remember way back in the early days of our even currently young show, I asked why it was inappropriate for me to go to a pizza place physically order a delivery and get in the delivery car and then just come home with the pizza?
I do.
Very clear answer to that.
This is my follow-up, and I think you guys will have a way tougher time telling me not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I'm at a restaurant and I get Uber Eats from that restaurant.
Oh. That is such a gray area.
So I don't know the logistics of Uber Eats. If you are an Uber driver, is that just like a thing that can pop up on your phone if you are like, if you're on?
I don't know. I don't know how that would make me feel, being exactly equal to food.
Well, just because like,
you can either pick up people right now or you can get a burger.
Because here's the thing.
That's true.
If I'm an Uber driver and I don't want people in my car, I'm fine with food in my car, but like, I don't want to deal with people. I don't want, like, that would be very rude if somebody's like, yeah, you're going to me anyway, and you're an Uber driver. But if it is like a whole mix thing, then yeah, I agree, it's kind of a gray area.
I'm sure the question everyone is asking is, if you're at the restaurant, why don't you just get the food first and then leave? I know that's the question on like the minds of everyone, and I'll tell you why. It's because I want to be efficient. I want my food and my car to get to me at the same exact moment in time. And then I can leave.
What about leftovers?
Did you say liftovers?
Damn it, I wish I said liftovers.
That would be a great service for Lyft. Liftovers. They could do like hunger drives and stuff. Hunger drives!
Oh, man. Shit.
Guys, I'm giving you A-plus material, Lyft. Uber can't do this. This is a unique opportunity for you. From me, for a price I will tell you later.
Uber could do hunger drives.
Hunger drives are thirst for world dominance is what it sounds like if it's Uber, you know? When it's Lyft, it's like a lot nicer. Oh, it's pink.
A woman has raised the bar when it comes to maternity photo shoots by having hers taken at a Taco Bell.
Oh, awesome.
No.
Kristen Johnson is a 33-year-old mother.
Oh, I get it. Think outside the bun. You got a bun in the oven? Think outside the bun. I'm thinking about when this kid is born, maternity shower. Makes total sense. Great idea, lady.
She's a 33-year-old mother of one from Atlanta. Huge thanks to Taco Bell for always being there for me in my time of taco needs.
Preach!
Yeah.
She describes herself as a lover of fashion, fitness, and Taco Bell.
Yes, yes, yes.
Recently taking her love of the restaurant chain to the next level. I guess you could say that I wanted something a little different. Something spicier.
Oh, baby.
So she's in this like really glamorous red dress and everything, sipping
Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
It says a shake. I didn't know that Taco Bell had shakes.
They don't. The article is done a poor job knowing their menu.
But yeah, she's like drinking pinky out.
Unless I'm totally wrong, and then I feel very embarrassed.
Yeah. It could have been a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Anyway, so this person has taken their love of something and brought it into their life in a way that nobody else possibly could.
What do you mean? Other people could possibly do this.
Well, sure, but then they're not the first ones to do it. Nobody's going to make headlines for being the second person to do a maternity shoot in Taco Bell. So if you were put into...
Can you imagine if you had yours planned for the next day? Son of a bitch.
So if you found yourself somehow in an Arnold Schwarzenegger in Junior situation and you got yourself pregnant, what is a place that is so special to you that you want to honor its meaning in your life by taking your paternity photos there?
What a twisted question. What a cinnamon twisted question.
It doesn't even make sense. We weren't talking about anything that has cinnamon in it.
Taco Bell sells cinnamon twists. Duh.
That is the best Taco Bell dessert.
What the hell are you talking about?
I guess I don't go to Taco Bell now.
Oh, Papa. They're eating inside of a bell now. Shit. Well, my answer, honestly, Taco Bell would have been a go-to, but like you said, the story's gone.
I anticipated your question, but I thought it was going to be, where would you... Not just like where is meaningful to you, but where it'd be awesome. And I was going to say laser tag. I don't think I would do it at laser tag for my paternity photo shoot forever.
The coolest thing about that, though, is if you could have them like Photoshop the lasers in behind you, and it would be like the best high school photo background.
That's true. Or they could do like maybe just like a 10-second slow-mo video of me playing laser tag.
I don't think that you'll be super mobile with your big bump.
I don't think that's true. I've seen Mike move.
Have you seen Mike move with a basketball under his shirt, though?
Yes.
Maybe. We used to make a lot of movies. Anyway.
Also play basketball, dude. Stop. Don't say we used to make a lot of movies. Jesus. God damn.
Oh, yeah. I guess we play a little hoop. A little hoop, too.
Yeah, hoop.
So eloquent.
I feel like people are going to talk about a paternity shower no matter what. Kind of want to put that out there. If I was a pregnant man about to give birth, first of all, people would be like, you have the audacity to throw a paternity shower. And second, it would be, I think people are just going to be there, so maybe I just do it at home.
Honestly, yeah, I haven't thrown a party for myself since I had one at Passero's Pizza when I was 12. I might have it at Passero's Pizza. They have arcade games.
What a great combination. Is that one of the all-time combinations, pizza places and arcade games?
Wait, Tappan, why wouldn't you do it at Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, yeah.
I like Chuck E. Cheese. I don't love Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, my kid is going to have to remember these photos. I'd probably do it at the Diet Coke Factory. But I guess that's a little too easy. That's a little too on the nose. Let me go obscure. What's the last thing I bought? Oh, I bought an unnecessary amount of junk food from Prime Now at the same time, of which I included. Oh, here. Yeah, it was an indulgence. It was one of those 12 packs of Ferrero Rochers. Rocher! Holy shit!
Oh. What does it mean, though?
It's the same as Roach from earlier, dude. He changed it to be French now in his partnership with Ferrero. I told you, he gets around.
Thanks for listening. I could do it. I'm an adult person. Thanks for Everything's fine. Okay. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, then you can listen to more wherever you heard it from. Right? Like, it's obvious. Apple Podcasts. I just started using Pocket Casts. Really good. Find us on Twitter at InsteadOfFM or on the web at InsteadOf.FM and leave us a review and tell us what you think about the show. See you next week. Dude, I was playing softball last summer and I lost a ball in the sun and it hit me directly in the balls.
Oh,
bam.
No. How have you never told anyone that?
It hurt so bad.
You were like Hans Moleman. Doink.
I kind of was.
What'd you do?
I pretended like it didn't hurt at all, but I was I actually was bruised. I was bruised.
Oh, you had bruised balls?
I had bruised everything.
Oh no!
Your dick was bruised too.
Shh. This is a public show. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh no.
Dick Bruce.
Oh, dude. I can't believe you had to deal with that by yourself.
Yeah. What do you mean? You mean Oh, but